secret laws, secret warrants, secret courts with secret judges too. And a man heard to say in public, hey, this ain't Canada, no, not today. Either way, it's gonna happen in your face. Either way, either way, doesn't matter what you say, well, come with me. One life, you've only got the rights you can defend. Your heart and your head, your family, your friends, hold them closer. Either way, either way, it's gonna happen in your face. Either way, either way, doesn't matter what you say, well, come with me. Either way, it's gonna happen in your face. Either way, doesn't matter what you say, well, come with me. Either way, come what may, either way, come what may. Nostalgic for the drunks. Got a poor diseased kid who's looking for a script and a B&E that's gonna pay the freight. Well, the old get rolled and the pharmacist takes cover. It's fentanyl patches or some oxy or the other. When you're this far gone, you'll walk over your own mother. In the city that
I went to the cathedral, asked the Monsignor, said he was in distribution, he wasn't in quality control. You know, get creamed by a bus, the good stuff starts the hereafter. Drop some coins in the candle fund, and thanks for your interest in the human factor. Dropped into the pub, and I asked Gaz and Paul, I said, man, it's getting rough out there, lads, I just don't see the point at all. Nah, buy another round, don't be a numpty, that's what matters. We're talking about football now, just don't you worry about the human factor. Stopped off at the candidate's office, and they stuck me on the phones. The script said, vote for us, you're gonna die penniless on your own. I got a few cuss words, but a whole lot more laughter. Stuff the focus groups and cuts as the people, they still get the human factor. Spoke to the policemen, you know, the ones that showed up at my door. We just want to look around, unless we want something more. Big people have the gun, the little people, they scatter. I guess some folks get to pick and choose what they like about the human factor. Karma, you can call it kismet. Just do me a favor and don't call it that patchouli soaked circle of life bull spit. You got one chance, you best leave a dent, or they'll serve you up on a platter. So let's all get behind what we can do about the human factor. Call it what it is. It's all about the human factor.
Kiss or put the pillow back over his head. Beer can on the night table showed the kind of night they'd had. She had stopped yelling at him since they got out of the cab. She went downstairs to make coffee and try to clear her head. He came down a few ticks later, man, this is what he said. He said, goddamn, Rosemary, it was your idea for that mess. Never liked your family much, now I like them even less. He looked down at his plate and he wished it was bacon and eggs. Well, that low-fat macro stuff's alright till it's dripping down the back of your legs. His sister had accosted him and said he had bad chi. Brother just kept bumming smokes and trying to borrow his money. Well, he hated them, they hated him, that was plain to see. But the only one they hated more was their sister Rosemary. He said, goddamn Rosemary, it was your idea from the start. Why don't you just say what the hell you want? Are we together or are we apart? Said a blessed word, she just stared at the floor. And he expected the usual grief as he was walking out the door. She sat down and she paused and she called a friend MJ. She said, get over here when you can, cause we're working out today. But no Zumba, no yoga, not a single plank or crunch. But a minute MJ walked through the door, she said, hey girl, where do you want to drink lunch? She said, goddamn Rosemary, well, you've gone and done it again. Can't you take yes for an answer? and the Caesars float, and then some Chardonnay. MJ looked a friend right in the eye. I said, you can't go on this way. Cause you can think about the future, you can crab about the past, but sure as shit you can't do both in vino veritas. Rosemary sat bolt upright, she looked her friend in the face. She said, oh my God, what have I done? We gotta get the hell out of this place. She went out into the street and she called him on her cell. And she said, you know, I think I owe you an apology. And he said, yeah, as if you couldn't tell. Well, sometimes I get frustrated. Sometimes I just get mad. Sometimes I just can't ask for help. And that's when things go bad. She waited on the line for a breath or a beat. He waited for 60 seconds and then he began to speak. He said, goddamn Rosemary, well that's all you had to see. Grandkids are coming over later for the mother's 40th birthday. Not the first time they'd had that talk, it sure wouldn't be the last. After 34 years on the road, man, there's always a lot of past. Well, some say love is sacred, and some say love is free. Some just have to wait a little longer to find their own Rosemary. He said, goddamn Rosemary, it was your idea from the start. Well, why don't you just say what the hell you want, or we're together out. When we leave this place, when we leave this place, all the secrets are all over and you can't make sad mistakes. When we leave this place, lock the door before you go. There's nothing worth stealing here anyway. Just a landlord's conceit and another vacancy on the street and an empty chair at the North End Legion Hall. The old men, they'll shuffle through, and the lucky ones still have kids they're talking to. Warm draft will get poured and the grandkids will stand around looking bored, trying to find the quickest way to leave this place. When we leave this place, when we leave this place, all the secrets are all over and you can't make sad mistakes. When we leave this place, something he had never noticed before, a little leather bag by the back door, and a note on the computer screen saying, this is something you should have seen. I'm sorry, but I don't love you anymore. And you were decent and you were kind, but I can't outrun the thoughts in my mind. And two lives will be ruined if we don't come to this conclusion. And one of us must surely leave this place. When we leave this place, when we leave this place, all the secrets are all over and you can't make sad mistakes. When we leave this place. His last 20 on the bar, wondering how things could ever get that far. With the years pissed away, there's not a hell of a lot you can say.
If I don't go now, I'll never leave this place. When we leave this place, when we leave this place, no more questions will be answered, no more tearful debates. When we leave this place, when we leave this place, when we leave this place, all the choices all get clearer when there's no heart left to break.
You've been listening to the music of Steve Sinix from the album This Is Home. You just heard the tracks God Damn It, Rosemary, The Human Factor, City That Pharma Built, Just Breathe, Either Way, and This Is Home. Hit up his website and download his music and give him a couple bucks, because he's just like everyone else in the music industry right now, in the entertainment and the arts. Everyone's struggling due to COVID. They can't play. They need to make some money somehow to keep their art going. Now, the next artist is Throwing Muses. Bright Yellow Sun was possibly one of the catchiest tunes I heard in the 90s. Well, there was a lot of stuff in the 90s that I heard that was really catchy, but this one was always on repeat for me. It was always on a mixtape. It was always in the van. Whatever show that I was going to do, wherever it was, that sucker just popped up, and it always reminds me of great times from my past. And that's what music is about, really. It's to remember things that you associate with the song, good or bad. They're all very solid memories, and that's what makes you and shapes you as a person. So I always have this thing for the Throwing Muses whenever they put music out. And they have a new album out called Sun Racket that came out, I think, about 3 weeks ago. And it has all the elements of the old album, some rock, some interesting lyrics as well. And it's just one of those things where it's like I clicked it. And I was just like, oh, there it is. I feel really good about listening to this band. And it's been 7 years, I believe, since their last album. I think so. Yeah. So you're going to hear a mix of tunes from them on this. Let's see. What will we spin? I think we're going to spin the whole album. We might as well. Well, yeah, that's what we'll do. So you're going to hear Sue's, Kay Catherine, a really cool song, Frosting as well. St. Charles is another track we'll be spinning. Upstairs Dan, that's a great title. I like that one. For some reason, I have this thing about songs where it's always like someone's living upstairs. There's always this really cool anecdotes that go with it. So I know I'm rambling, but this is what I do when I listen to music, and you do the same thing. Milk at McDonald's, Bo Diddley Bridge. Yeah, I guess it's a music reference as well. I'm playing Maria Leguana as well. Brywater. And let's see. Yeah, Brywater. But we'll start things off with Dark Blue as well. Okay, so I think Dark Blue was actually off another album, but it's on this album too. Anyway, enjoy. Google Throwing Muses, and here's the Sun Racket album. It's the whole darn thing for you here on Steel City Music.
Dreamer. You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
Welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here on this fine Friday afternoon. The sun is out, the birds are chirping, the leaves are turning. Everyone's in a super good mood. And on the other line with me right now is the host of Jazz in Session to tell us about what's coming up on the show this month and other fun things. Cream Mosna. Hi, buddy.
Hi, Gunnar.
How are you? Good?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I seem to be on another level of peppiness than you right now today. I think it's because I've been on the phone all morning doing interviews, and I think I'm getting all jazzed up from my ears being sweaty from my headphones. Maybe that's what it is, you know? And maybe it's the fact that I finally get to talk to you because we haven't talked in a couple months.
Yeah, exactly. Since we're not allowed in the station, it's a different dynamic, as we were just saying.
Because we go into the station, it's just like, hey, Kareem, what's going on? And you would tell me a couple things, and then you would ask me about this artist, that artist, and you tell me, yeah, I forwarded an email to you. Maybe you're better off interviewing this person. But I kind of miss all that interaction, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a big time.
Maybe we should have like a virtual radio station.
Wasn't that kind of what we're doing, if you think about it?
Kind of, I guess. But we're not really... Yeah. We're just doing pre-recorded shows, you know? Like, maybe, like, we Zoom for a half hour every day, and, like, we have, like, a panel of the volunteers on the screen going, hey, what are you eating? Nothing. What are you playing today? Stuff. You think people would be interested?
Yeah. That would be awesome. Yeah, we can get John Conway and Jamie Allen and all the weekend programming.
Why not? Everyone but Conway. I don't need Conway chirping me on a Zoom conference call. Jamie Allen I could take. Everyone else I could take, but not Conway. Especially if he puts a hockey helmet on. I just can't take that guy sometimes. Knowing he's going to listen to us chat on the air is going to mean I'm going to get some hurtful emails from him in a little bit. And of course, we're talking about our friend John Conway every Thursday from 6 till 9 on The Hawk.
Oh, I'm just letting you do your plugs.
This interview is about you. I was just joking about Conway. Okay, so what's coming up on Jazz in Session?
Well, I mean, at the moment, it's interesting how, you know, things are kind of just coming together every week with the show. And, I actually just before we called, I just finished hour one of this week's show.
Right. And did you have any interviews or anything? Because I know, was it last week that you were doing a spotlight on Nubia Garcia?
That's right. Yeah. I haven't done any interviews in the last couple of weeks, although I did have some interesting ones over the summer.
Right.
Last week we played Nubia Garcia. I played a few tracks from her album that I swear everybody in the jazz world is buzzing about right now. She's from London, England, a saxophone player. And right now everybody's talking about her.
Now, how did you come across her?
Well, I discovered it again, you know, through keeping my ear open to other jazz programs, and I've got some subscriptions to some, you know, some online things that you can read about and stay up to date. So basically, that's what kept coming in. So I knew I had to contact and get something going.
Oh, okay, all right. Why don't I spin some stuff from her right now? I'm going to throw some in. How about that?
That would be awesome.